Well, this is a great turnout for a last-minute effort to raise our voices against this latest atrocity. But remember, we have to reach out beyond our own groups to stop this war, to stop the intensification of this war. So let's keep that in mind. Let's be very clear what we're dealing with here. Just this past May, President Trump said, quote, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Evidently, Iran wanting to fight means an Iraqi militia that is part of the Iraqi security forces killing an American mercenary. In June, 1 month later, President Trump said, if the United States went to war with Iran, it will be obliteration like you have never seen before. This is what we're dealing with. We are dealing with a cabal of gangsters that presently run our country. Nothing less. We have to reach out to millions of people in this country to organize opposition to this onrushing war. The attacks, of course, and assassinations recently are built on a mountain of lies.
That's right.
We don't have time right now to touch on each one of those lies. But let me address a few questions to the American public. Not to folks here, but to the American public. Which country has invaded more countries in the Middle East?
The United States.
Iran or the United States?
Yes.
Which country, Iran or the United States, has killed more people in the Middle East?
United States.
Which country has provided significant aid to the Al-Qaeda terrorists in the Middle East? Iran or the United States?
The United States!
Which country is presently providing the military support and all the weapons needed for the Saudi Arabia destruction of the country of Yemen?
The United States!
These are basic realities that you will never hear on any of the major networks, unfortunately. The United States surrounds Iran with dozens of military bases and carrier task forces. We surround Iran with nuclear weapons. Who is the threat to whom here?
We are.
United States.
These are questions not for us to answer, because we have followed this over the years. These are questions I beg the people of the United States to answer and to ask themselves before we plunge into an unlimited, destructive, disastrous war in Iraq. The Democrats, unfortunately, share the same narrative about Iran as do the Republicans. They have put together this narrative about Iran. Fortunately, there are some Democratic legislators willing to stand up, willing to put limits on what the president can do in international relations. And yet the Democratic Party folded completely when they had a chance, when the military budget was up for a vote. They had a chance to insist that the president could not attack Iran unless he had congressional authorization. Such a mild amendment, which is totally in conformity with the American Constitution, failed. It was removed, giving Trump the very clear message that he can do whatever he wants with that $738 billion. These, my friends, is on basic realities. It is time to us to get these realities out there and to mobilize our fellow citizens and residents of this country to take up action, to do all we can now to prevent what is heading toward a very disastrous war for all the people of the Middle East. Thank you.